Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for November the 10th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two. And the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country, ladies and gentlemen. So much in the news that's just shocking. You know, I don't understand parents. I really honestly don't understand parents. Let me explain what I mean. Parents are finding out their government schools are flat-out cesspools. Cesspools of perverted sex education, cesspools of pornography, cesspools of bullying, cesspools of lack of education when it comes to reading, writing, arithmetic, history, cesspools when it comes to teaching liberal viewpoints, communist and socialist viewpoints. The critical race theory is just one permeating reality, an example. But parents act like they're livid. They act like they just can't do anything about it. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? I just think it's totally bogus. Parents are not committed. So I was talking to some people last night, and they said they had to go to their school board meeting right away. So they had to leave. And they're like, you know, we got to go there, and we got to hold them accountable. And I'm just like, you know what? You guys are just funny. You're not holding anybody accountable. You're not doing anything. You're just propping up this government education cesspool, the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto, and you just uphold this thing. And they said, well, if 30% would leave, then we would, and, you know, we could really shut it down or make a difference. That'd be great. I said, you know what? You can't just wait for the 30%. It's never going to happen. I said, even 10% would shut the schools down. They go, well, maybe not 10%. I said, yeah, it would. These guys are on the edge with money already. And if you would literally put the screws to them and take enough kids out to where they had a money crisis on their hands, they'd be in serious trouble. But then they said, oh, no, we feel like we need to stay there and help and talk about it and work through it and all that kind of stuff. And I just go, wow. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't understand the parents. They act like they're livid, but they just get abused over and over and over. Let me give you some headlines to kind of illustrate the point that I'm getting at. Headline says, Virginia mother, her name is Stacy Langton. She's the one that exposed the pornographic reading material in the curriculum. Now she's barred from entering the library. Yeah. She's just flat out barred from entering the library. I don't know how to respond to this, folks. And so she basically said, what do you mean I'm barred from the library? They said, parents, she said, is it just me? Or is it all parents? They came back and said, all parents. It's according to our policies. So Stacy says, what policies? Send them to me. Send it to me, she says. But you know what? They send her the policy, and she reads it. And then she says, well, it's not in your policy, right? It's just not there. They say, oh, yes, it is. You're not welcome. Now we're to the point where they're just lying straight to you. And we're to the point where we can't even agree on what's in it, right? We're not even on the same page. She reads it and says it isn't there. They read it and say, oh, it's there. And who's going to win that battle? So now Virginia mother, Stacy Langton, who exposed pornographic reading material in the curriculum. It's not just available. It's in the curriculum and available in the library. Now she's barred from entering the high school library. And she looks at their regulations and their rules or their guidelines or whatever you want to call it, and it's not there. And then she says, hey, it's not even there. They say, yeah, it is. Well, now what do you have to do? Go to court to prove it? So they're literally kicking parents out of the library. You can't even go see what reading materials your children can get access to in the government schools. They literally get caught not only having pornographic material in their library, but as part of the curriculum. This Virginia mother, Stacey Langton, literally proves it, and they just deny it. Now listen to the next headline, because it really kind of articulates even further what I'm talking about. Fairfax County asks 12-year-old school children about their sex life. And then you say, well, Sam, it's not in my school. No, sir. My school now. I mean, their teacher lives down the road from us. It's all good, Sam. Not in my school. You know what? You don't know. Virginia school, or Virginia middle schoolers asked about specific sex acts. Yeah. Specific questions about their sex and dating lives in a new survey. I kid you not, this is Virginia middle schoolers, ladies and gentlemen. Asked about specific sex acts and sexual orientation. The survey also asks about their sexual orientation and whether they identify as transgender or not. Fox News, folks. Now think about this. Are you going to solve the problem by just going to a school board meeting? Are you going to solve the problem by putting a camera in school so you can watch? They say this. Here's one of the questions for the junior high schoolers. Ready? During the past 3 months, with how many people have you had sexual intercourse? Another one. Have you ever had sexual intercourse? How old were you when you had sexual intercourse for the first time? How many people have you had it with? Have you had oral sex? They say the anonymous survey is a collaboration between the Fairfax County government and Fairfax County Public Schools. Students in 8th, 10th, and 12th grades will have the opportunity to participate. Of course, it's not mandatory, don't you know? They ask about bullying. They ask about their home life. They ask how much they use tobacco or drink alcohol. The survey also prompts students about their social orientation. What do you think, folks? But don't worry. It's all okay, right? The parents push back. And now they say, well, we'll ask slightly different questions then. They say the majority of parents wants to stay in their education. Now, believe it or not, the county has offered similar surveys in previous years. This isn't new. Where do you go there? This is what we're talking about. But parents, in my opinion, don't have the guts to do what it takes. What parents say is, I want the government to fund an education. I want the government to babysit my children all day when I'm gone. And I want the government to teach what I want them to teach. And I don't want them to teach what I don't want them to teach. But ladies and gentlemen, if you think that's reality, you're fooling yourself. You will never, ladies and gentlemen, you will never have the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto, which means compulsory education for all, government education funded by the taxpayer. You will never get them to quit teaching socialism, communism, critical race theory, perverted sexual details and questions and on and on and on. You're never going to get that done. Never. So I don't mean to be rude to you parents, but man, when are you going to wake up? When are you going to wake up and realize that this is what government schools do? And you can try as you will to get your communist government school to fly right, but it's never going to happen. All right, indoctrination displaces education. You, when you let your children cross the threshold of that government school door, the courts have already ruled. You give complete control to the government school as the children's guardian to teach and do what they want to do. Do you read me loud and clear, parents? I don't know more how to even respond to this. Wow. All right, hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live. Hi, I'm Sam Bushman. Sorry to get so incensed, but I'm just telling you, the disconnect is just absolutely, it's just nonsensical to say the least. You're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Conceived in liberty, carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? I believe that great nations and great civilizations spring from a people who have a moral compass.
I don't think a civilization can long endure that does not have respect for all human life, born and not yet born.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Liberty Roundtable. So, I don't know if you know this, but you remember James O'Keefe? This is the guy that, he's the founder of Project Veritas, right? Anyway, it turns out the FBI now raided home of James O'Keefe, violating the First Amendment, ladies and gentlemen. And headline says, I was in a state of shock. James O'Keefe describes the bone-chilling FBI raid on his home. The Western Journal has the most detail on this, ladies and gentlemen. But you go, whoa. Whenever you start to make people accountable, the government absolutely melts down. And James O'Keefe and crew with their incredible, I don't know what you want to call it, secret recordings, secret reporting, are really doing a bang-up job. And now the attack comes. It's just shocking at how abusive this really is. I was in a state of shock as James O'Keefe it's amazing how James describes this thing. It's scary, folks. I was in a state of shock, James O'Keefe says. Well, we've known a lot of people in our day that have been raided by the FBI. Wow, that's a bad, scary phrase, raided by the FBI. Whoa. It's scary. It's hard to even think about, right? But there you have it. He gets raided. And they claim that, I guess, a journal was stolen or something. That's what this is all about. A journal was stolen or whatever. So there you have it. I don't know what to think. Is the FBI coming to my house soon? It seems to me the FBI is just flat out of control now. I don't know how to think about our society anymore, because I've always depended on America being a law-abiding, good people. We can have our disagreements. Yeah, once in a while there's an abuse of someone that's unwarranted, but for the most part, hey, we're a law-abiding country, right? I believe that kind of stuff literally my whole life, pretty much. But now all that's gone. Really? Literally, all of that is off the table now. Why? You say that, Sam? Because your government now is blatantly, openly saying, we don't even care about the laws. We don't even care about the checks and balances that made America great. And when I see that, I don't think that I can handle this. You say, well, what do you mean, Sam, when you say, what do you mean you don't know that you can handle it? I'm just telling you that I don't know where we go with this or what we should do. We can't have peaceful assemblies because they'll, you know, send in the Black Lives Matters and the Antifa and all these people and destroy it. And then if we're not careful, we'll get the blame that we caused the violence, right? So you can't peacefully assemble. You can't go to the courts, ask anybody like Sidney Powell or anybody else who's tried to go over election fraud, shut down. Okay, you can't, there's no way of redress of grievance. Your free speech is violated at every turn by big tech. Now James O'Keefe, conservative journalist, spoke out Monday about the FBI raid on his home last week, saying that left him in a state of shock. In an interview with Fox News host Sean Hannity, O'Keefe accused the federal government of showing up in force with raids on his home and others associated with Project Veritas. This is all following reports that he's been in possession of a diary that reportedly belonged to President Joe Biden's daughter, Ashley, but was allegedly stolen. Despite the fact that O'Keefe had surrendered the reported diary, he told Hannity that federal agents showed up at his house with a battering ram and detained him. I woke up to a, quote, pre-dawn raid, he said. They were banging on my door. I went to the door to answer it. And there were 10 FBI agents there with a battering ram, white blinding lights. They turned me around, handcuffed me, threw me against the hallway. I was partially clothed in front of my neighbors. Wow. O'Keefe then suggested that his sources for other project investigations might have been compromised as the FBI then seized his phone. A lot of my sources, quote, unrelated to this story, and a lot of confidential donor information to our news organization could be compromised. I've heard the process is the punishment. I didn't understand this before, but now I do. I wouldn't wish this on any journalist, Sean. Now, an attorney, Paul Kelly, that sat next to James during the Hannity interview, basically spoke up as well and said the diary in question was purchased from a source but never published by Project Veritas. O'Keefe later voluntarily gave the diary to the police. With regard to whether it was stolen or not, the attorney said nobody knows if that's the case yet or not. But no matter the source of the diary or even its authenticity, O'Keefe said the raid should be a call to other journalists to stand up to federal agents who he said clearly violated the Constitution. This is an attack on the, quote, First Amendment by the Department of Justice, O'Keefe told Fox News. I'm calling upon all journalists to take a stand against this. A source came to us with information. I didn't even decide to publish it yet. And I'm literally attacked. There you go. What do you think of that? If they can do this to me, if they can do this to this journalist and raid my home and take my reporter notes, they'll do it to any journalist. This is about something very fundamental in this country. I don't know what direction this country is going in, but I can tell you that journalists everywhere have to rise up. I broke no laws here. If they can do it to me, they'll do it to anybody. Wow. There you have it. I don't know where you go from here. This is why I've been saying this to Larry Pratt first hour. And I say this to you now. This is an attack on the First Amendment by the Department of Justice. I'm calling on all journalists to take a stand against this. Wow. I don't know where you go with this. This is why I've kind of said the whole 2 hours long, we have crossed a Rubicon in America. You can literally attack Donald Trump, claim for literally years that he was part of a Russian cabal. It turns out that he was not. But it didn't prevent the fake news and the slander, did it? Think about that. It didn't stop the slander and the fake news and the libel. Now James O'Keefe literally buys some information. He voluntarily turns it over, but they still come to his house with a battering ram. Right? Folks, now who was involved with Russia? Was it Donald Trump? No, that story's been debunked. Now it turns out, guess who it was? Hillary Clinton. You don't believe me? Mainstream press not reporting on it. But it's Hillary. Boom. Indictment. It was showed now or just demonstrated that Hillary Clinton was in bed with them. Not Trump at all. We'll talk about it in seconds.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The number of border crossers and illegal immigrants being released into our country under the Department of Homeland Security is being hidden from Congress and the public. That's according to Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin. Johnson is reporting that Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has given the senator no response to the October 19th request for the number of people who entered the country illegally. The Oklahoma Supreme Court overturned a $465 million lawsuit against drug maker Johnson & Johnson. In a 5-1 decision on Tuesday, the court overturned a lower court ruling from 2019, asserting the lower court wrongfully interpreted the state's public nuisance law. NASA scientists have issued a warning about a potentially hazardous asteroid that will nearly miss Earth on December 11th. 4660 NIRIS shouldn't cause any impact possibility for at least another 100 years. USA Radio News.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Shante, can you sweep that, please?
Mina's salon business is growing faster than she can keep up with. She needs a new shop manager before her bookings go out of style.
Curtain bangs and balayage would look so good on you. Just hang on 1 second. Can you please answer that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Resistance to the federal government's vaccine mandate has reached the courts, and the courts have put President Biden's mandate on hold for now.
It's going to push many people out of work.
That's Indiana State Attorney General Todd Rokita discussing the White House mandate that workers at companies of 100 employees or more be vaccinated by the 4th of January or agree to testing weekly or lose their jobs. For now, the mandate is on hold by order of a federal court as lawsuits from states like Indiana play themselves out.
It's not going to win any hearts and minds here in the Hoosier state, so we got to fight against this.
Rokita, who spoke on Fox News Prime Time, is attorney general for one of over 24 states that are now fighting the mandate. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Commemorating the birth of Jesus Christ, Christmas is in 45 days. We are USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Boom. Indictment shows, well, that it was against Hillary. This is hard to even handle because, again, how do you investigate Donald Trump for literally 2 years saying he was in bed with the Russians? And then it turns out the evidence shows that it was Hillary. Indictment shows that it was Hillary who colluded with Russia. And I guess her aide was the source of the, quote, P-tape. And she financed this thing. Yeah. How do you deal with this? And now, after we harassed Donald Trump for literally 2 years, we find out it's Hillary. The evidence continues to grow that it was Hillary Clinton who engaged in collusion with Russia while President Trump, well, wasn't involved at all. But her campaign was involved in mishandling of information, etc. More and more evidence coming out as people start to get arrested. And it was Hillary. Boom. Indictment shows it was Hillary who colluded with Russia. Wow. What do you think of that, ladies and gentlemen? All right, we're going to take Trevor from Washington. How's it going, sir?
Hey, we're doing good out here. We sure thank you all for your hard work and working with the CSPOA out there.
Buddy, we're working with the CSPOA everywhere, sir.
Heck yeah, that's so awesome. You know, the solutions, that's the best, one of the best parts of Liberty Roundtable that I sure appreciate. And, you know, having some solutions brought up, I wanted to tell you, good job on those top three concerns that you were hitting on. I think that was yesterday about the, you know, COVID, the border, the vote fraud. I totally agree with that. And that is, you know, I talk to a lot of people out here, they're thinking the same thing, you know, and they're, like you were saying today, who would call for impeachment and all that kind of stuff? Everybody would. Everybody would, as far as the people. But like you said, maybe the people in the government, maybe they won't. But after, you know, everybody sees what's going on with him just dumping all that stuff over and across, you know, in Afghanistan and all that. I mean, that was right there. Shoot, a lot of people started saying some real bad stuff when that happened. Yeah, nobody supported him at all. And if somebody did, you know, who would it be, and where would they be coming from? But the people that I'm talking out here, yeah. Yeah, we actually met Ted Nugent's cousin recently, so that was pretty cool. There's a lot of good, hard-working farm type, country type, business owner type people out here. Sam, I want to build your sales. I want to put some wind in yours. You know, I'm hearing you today, and you are grasping reality and saying, man, you've never seen it this bad, where they're coming out with mandates for vaccines and stuff. And I hear you, you know what I mean? And we got to be grateful for some of the good things, but shoot. Went to the airport recently, and like you said, and everybody does say, you know, and heck, it doesn't matter where you are, the grocery store or wherever you are, locally or abroad, if you can lead by example and do what you think you would do if the Savior was there watching you, you know, and thinking, hey, he already died on the cross for me, you know,
Roger
he already...
That. Yes, sir.
Carried that, he already carried that cross and went to the Garden of Gethsemane and threw his life. You know, he lived that example for us. And he wants us to be unified, Sam. He does. He needs us to come together as Christian, American, constitutional people that believe in our blessed founding fathers, and that the Lord still does have miracles today, that he does have, you know, his power upon the earth, and as we trust him and we support our sheriffs and give them big old raises, give those sheriffs a big old raise, and we don't want them thinking, man, somebody else got a nicer truck than me or something like that. You know what? Give those sheriffs some big old huge raises. Let's get together once or a few times a month or something with that sheriff, with your community, rubbing shoulders, knowing that's who's in the trench with you out there in your community. And that needs to happen, and that is the solution. And making sure that they will follow the Constitution and stand in between you. Ted Nugent's cousin that was in here, met him yesterday finally, but he actually is, said he's growing up same as you and I, Sam, as far as church we go to, Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and so blessed to have a prophet upon the earth today that you know, our Heavenly Father can lead us and guide us through. And again, you need to keep on hitting on those solutions, and I sure appreciate you doing that, working with the sheriffs and
then
the local government. No, but the local government, you know, be involved there, doing local service one to another, you know, meeting together oft. I think that's the key right there. But, you know, as far as all that other stuff, Sam, you know, that's your job to keep on hitting on all that. I don't pay attention to any of that stuff. But honestly, I already said answer your question.
Yeah.
It's easy.
All right. Well, I'll bring one more topic for you. Get your take on this really quick, Trevor, before we let you fly. Headline says this: date for a moon landing could be delayed until 2025. Yeah, the space agency acknowledged that it cannot return astronauts to the lunar surface by 2024. They're sorry. That was Trump said we're going to get this done, but now they're not doing it. They say that it's going to be pushed back. They're so sorry. They just can't get it done. I don't know that we went to the moon in the first place, Trevor, but it's just interesting. Why do we keep pushing it back? In 1969, we didn't push it back and back and make excuses like we're doing today.
Yeah, I hear that. I do believe that we've been lied to before. Now, as far as going to the moon and stuff, you know, heck, I sure haven't been there, I'll tell you that. And, I guess I haven't looked at the telescope either and seen the flag on it either. So I guess I haven't done that. But, yeah, I guess they got cruises. You can just fly into outer space on a little spaceship. But this one customer we had, he said he actually did work for NASA and all that. Well, it wasn't NASA, but he sold aerospace type stuff, and he said the guys that went up on some space cruise last time, well, I don't probably shouldn't say it on the air, it's a little crude, but I guess they had a little plumbing problem, so
there you go, it
wasn't all that nice.
Yeah, and they were saying look out below, weren't they, Trevor?
It was look out everywhere, buddy, I'll tell you.
All right, man, we appreciate you.
Oh, sure. Hey, I'm here for you, too. And like I said, keep, that's what I was telling Ted Nugent's cousin, is that, I like to participate and donate. I sure believe in that Give Me Liberty Fund out there. I'd encourage everybody to get involved there because I know Sam for a long time, and I think the Give Me Liberty Fund is transparent and things like that. We need to have not a million different funds that we're all donating into, I can't get around that, I can't donate to Madison Cawthorn or whoever it is, and then I can't Rand Paul and Trump, and then I get a million different emails showing up. It's like, we got to figure out what to do. And like I said, the main thing probably is just support the CSPOA, support your sheriff. At this point, I don't know anybody else that's going to shoot. I don't know. We just got to keep it transparent. We got to keep, that money sacred. And I don't know, man, but you guys are doing great out there. Keep on looking for those solutions and all that kind of stuff. And just know there is tons of people out there, but we need to start waving that American flag as a people, because I'll tell you what, you can either raise the American flag or you can raise the rainbow flag out there these days. That's what I've been seeing. I've been going a lot of different places, and there's two different kind of folks out there. The kind of people that are standing up for America and the Constitution, the American flag, and then the people that want to destroy it, and they got the rainbow flag right there, front of the business, front of the house, back
that's
of the car.
That's how they do it, ladies and gentlemen.
Or a little equality symbol. Yep, put Liberty Roundtable on your call.
All right, sir, thanks so much. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
To Trevor's wise point, I just got an email from Rand Paul begging me for money. Got to keep him in the Senate, you know. Now, I get it, and I don't disagree that Rand Paul does a great job. I'm just telling you, like Trevor, I don't have money to just put everywhere all the time. It's really, really tough. And now we find out they got to delay the moon landing. Wow. Well, I was talking to some people the other day, and one of the points that came up is, man, there is just no good news anywhere. Just none. And I said, no, that's not true. There's good news. And they're like, you know what? Every discussion goes negative. Every discussion points to the panic. Every discussion highlights negativity. And I kind of argued against them. But I look at my notes today, and I'm starting to agree with their point. Listen to the headlines. Larry Pratt's with me, discussing liberty. That's positive. Biden's new budget proposal, bad news, promotes gun control. The ATF promoting gathering of database on gun control or gun owners, negative. The federal government's prohibited by law, but they're breaking the law, negative. COVID-19 cases in California up, that's negative. I guess the positive in these stories are, though, that, hey, we're alarming everybody about gun control and the wrongness of government gathering this data. And, you know, you can say, you know, cases are up in California, which is sad, but they're down in Florida, which is good. Most Utahns wouldn't change the name of Dixie State University, but they're going to change it to Utah Tech University. That's kind of a negative story. Are you okay with the IRS monitoring your bank account? Negative story. White House to employers, ignore the court order, do it anyway. Pretty negative. A federal appeals court, halt the President Biden's mandate. That's a negative story. Virginia mother Stacey Langton and that big old story about, you know, government schools, negative. FBI raiding home of Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe, pretty negative. This is an attack on the First Amendment, pretty negative. Boom, indictment shows it was Hillary, negative. Except for at least we're getting to the truth. That's pretty positive. The evidence continues to grow that it was Hillary Clinton. Well, the good news is we have now the reason to lock her up. Problem is we don't have the president that agreed to lock her up, right? He's gone. Date for a moon landing to be delayed, that's negative news. So I look at the headlines and I go, you know what? These people that I'm talking to have a valid point. So I got this cool story for you. How's that? You like that? Here it is. After camping for months, Utah family of 13 finds home thanks to two news viewers. Stories by Daniel Woodruff, KUTV. This story was September 28th is when it came out, so I'm a little late to the party on this one, but I've been saving it. Anyway, there's a real estate agent, Russ Fawcett, I think is how you say his name. He's a Salt Lake City real estate agent. And a Salt Lake City real estate agent led the effort to buy the Shelton family a new place to live in Tremont, Utah. It's pretty cool. After spending several months camping because they couldn't find a place to live, the Utah family of 13 now find themselves with a roof over their head. It's thanks to a Two News viewer who saw the story about Danny and Brittany Shelton and their 11 children and decided it was important to step up to help. The Sheltons found out in July that their landlord was selling the place that they've lived in for 6 years. In a tight market, they couldn't find anywhere else to rent. You say, come on, Sam. No, listen, the guy's a firefighter in a certain city in a place called Tremont, Utah. And I guess the laws are that you have got to live there if you're a firefighter there. So the entire family literally moved out of the house into a tent. Sounds pretty negative, huh? They were on a campsite, Brittany said. It was rough. Their story quickly spread. The Sheltons heard from people across the country, even in places like Germany and Russia. Now, Russ Faw, that's this Russ Fawcett, I guess is how you say his name. He also saw the story and reached out to the family offering to help. He offered to help. In the end, he and his real estate team decided to buy the Sheltons a new place to live. It was one of those opportunities to be able to give back, Fawcett told 2 News. What was in it for us? Russ asks. I don't know. Finding a house in this competitive market certainly wasn't easy. It's a rural community. Very few homes were even available. There were a couple that were in their price range, but not many. But he and the Sheltons eventually, after looking, found one, bid on it against other would-be buyers, and got the home. The Sheltons moved in after 2 months of camping. It's a big relief, the father of 11 children, Danny said. Fawcett, that's the real estate agent guy that bought the home, plans to rent the home to the Sheltons until they could buy it from them. Believe it or not, they added on 2 extra bedrooms because the family's big. He's been a godsend. I'll tell you what, there's not words to give to explain what Russ has done for our family, added Danny's wife, Brittany. He really stepped up and stepped in when we needed him to. Fawcett said that he was happy to be able to make a difference. We really did this to help them, he said. The Sheltons, parents and children alike, couldn't be more grateful. We're home, Brittany said. We're home. Now, that's just one example of the good people are doing all over the country. And I agree that it's hard to find good news. Even the good news that we find is almost a rescue from tragedy, right? And this family suffering, not having a home, it's a tragic story, but the good news is in the kindness, the following the Prince of Peace, the example, the service, the love, the caring for one's neighbor. That's the heroics in the story, right? Anyway, I think it's a great story. After camping for months, Utah family of 13 finds home thanks to 2 News viewer. Leave it to the news people to take some credit. It was their news and their viewer that, you know, got it. But I commend them all. That's good news. I got another good news story for you. A man who began drinking alcohol at age 14 overcomes addiction after missing dad's funeral. Now, you could say that's a pretty negative story too, Sam. Wow. Yes and no. It's sad that he missed his dad's funeral. It's sad that he started drinking at 14 years old. But let me tell you the good news. He overcame his addiction. So now we're telling you about a guy that overcomes an addiction. We're telling you about a family that gets a home due to a good Samaritan and their service, right? I'm going to give you a third one. Scuba diver finds phone lost 2 years ago on the bottom of a reservoir. He found the home or found the phone, and he decided to track the owner, and he did, and he returned the phone. Now, I'm not so sure how good the phone would be after that, but, you know, what an effort. Right? I think that's great news, in my opinion. It's a start. We got to start somewhere, right? Right? That's good news. All three of those stories, in my opinion, are good news, right? Wow. What can we do to make more good news? Part of the problem is a lot of us don't really want to be highlighted for the good news we do. Let me give you an example. You know, I went to a restaurant the other day, and we met this waitress that was there that was really nice, did a great job. In the process, we learned that she was trying to go to school to be an accountant and that they were really shorthanded at the restaurant. And she basically fought the best, you know, was doing the best she could. She was a great waitress. And I gave her a bigger tip than normal. Because I just felt like, wow, she's working towards something that really matters. She's trying to make something of herself. She's putting the time and the effort in. So I gave her a big tip, bigger than I normally would by a long shot. I don't even know the number, but it was probably a 30% tip, for instance. All right, now, I normally don't talk about that because I'm not looking for credit. Okay, she knew that she got the tip from me, but she doesn't really know who I am. But I'm just saying it's a quiet act of service. And I normally wouldn't take credit for it. But the reason that I'm mentioning this and my deed today is because I know there's a lot of negative news out there. And I know a lot of us just want good news. We're desperate for good news. And I agree with the people that I was talking to about this. You know what? We need more good news. And so I'm not really trying to pitch myself as somebody important or that I'm the source of good news. I bring it up because I think we're desperate for good news. I know people are just wanting good news. And so I normally wouldn't even tell you about my efforts there, but I am because I do want to say that there's a lot of good news, right? There's a lot of good news out there. There really is. And we, the people, just need to find it. Me and some friends, 20 years ago or so, maybe 25 years ago, not probably 20. We created an organization called Extraordinary News, and we tried to put together a good news service, and we lost funding for it, and it couldn't continue. But man, I'd love to get funding again and put together, good news stories. It could be done. We can find them, but it takes scouring the internet for them. It takes digging in to find them. It takes a lot of effort to overcome a lot of the negative news and tell you about heroic people and heroic stories. Believe it or not, on lovingliberty.net, this is good news. Larry does a podcast called Heroes and Heroines that is really, really good. And it's up on lovingliberty.net. Nathan Osmond, we're putting his show up. He focuses on awesome things, right? His incredible podcast. So we're working on good news more and more. We're working on more and more and more good news. Achieving Awesomeness is the name of his podcast. That's pretty positive, right? So I wanted to spend the last segment of the show on nothing but good news. And I'm not talking about acts of heroism by me or anybody else to gain credit. What I want us to do is run around and be involved in random acts of kindness, in anonymous good news and good deeds everywhere. I beg you, please. We can make a difference and we can promote good news. We'll work on it harder. It was a valid point and we'll do our very best. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. That's the good news, isn't it? We declare this nation shall endure. That's good news, isn't it? God save the Republic of the United States of America. And that's the best news ever. Make it a great day and choose the right, will you?